Now, yesterday, ABC News released a report that looked at a conservation program for northern quolls, all aimed at making them cane toad smart. I told producer Nicole, to find a bit more info about this for me, and she's done so, and it turns out she's a bit of a quoll expert. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, good morning.
Now, look, we should describe what quolls are, because yeah. we did discover outside that a few people don't know, and I'm a big fan of quolls, so
yeah.
but please.
So they're pretty much a cute, fluffier version of the Tasmanian devil.
Yeah.
So they, in terms of the ecological system, they kind of the Australian's version of weasels and stoats. So, yeah, and they're carnivorous marsupial. They're nocturnal. So the thing is the part. So since 2010, there's been these experiments. And the past couple of years, the success rate of these experiments have been exposed. And Queensland's northern quolls have already adapted to avoid cane toads. Unlike the Northern Territory counterparts, that have been put on the endangered list due to consuming these toads.
Oh, it should be clear. Like, they eat the toads as if they were any other species that they could eat.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Cane toads are so bloody poisonous.
Well, that's the thing. They're poisonous, and also both animals are nocturnal. So it's a matter of being at the wrong place in the wrong time.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, quolls, they're small marsupial, and you find that smaller creatures need to eat a lot more.
They do.
Because they've got a higher metabolism. And so all these little...
You miss biology. I love this.
I know. It's my hidden talent.
Now, I think what was amazing was the way they were training these guys not to eat cane toads.
Yeah, exactly. This is the interesting part. So they make cane toad sausages. I know. So they take the flesh of the toad, make sausages out of them, and feed them to the quolls. Now, the preparers, or I guess I could say butchers, make sure that they remove the toxic glands from the toads and just add a little bit of poison and other chemicals to make them feel ill. So not kill them, just make them feel, just give them a bit of an icky stomach. So Dr. Ben Phillips from the University of Melbourne says it's exactly the same response as when people drink too much alcohol and feel really sick.
Ah,
yeah.
Cane toad hangover.
That's it.
Sure.
That's exactly
sure.
it. So after their little hangover, the test is repeated and the quolls that avoid eating the sausages a second time pass and the ones that consume them fail and have another little hangover.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's teaching them to avoid.
Yeah, it's conditioning.
Yeah, wow.
It's conditioning them. So it's, yeah. So yeah, it's conditioning the quolls to associate the taste of toad and the smell of toad as nasty and a sickening food source. And therefore, the quolls that have passed the cane toad sausage test will teach the future offspring to avoid the toads. So, and there has been sort of,
It's successful.
It's been very successful. So one of the first female quolls that went through the program in 2011 or 2010, it's proven that her daughter, that she's taught her daughter to
not
avoid the toads.
Yeah, cane toads.
Yeah, exactly. And they proved this through tracking and tagging the animals.
That's so cool.
It's really cool. So the latest news on the experiment is that they're transferring 35 northern quolls to Indian Island to be trained. So Indian Island's 41 kilometres west of Darwin.
Why Indian Island?
The island's infested with the toads. So it's a matter of supply and demand, I guess. Yeah, exactly. And also the project is being assisted by the Aboriginal Kembe Rangers. It's just been, I wouldn't say it's controversial. It could be controversial.
I'm not sure. The other thing controversial is making cane toad sausages.
No,
let's be honest.
No, but they are.
Sounds repulsive.
Yeah. The poor quolls.
But I love this idea that we're, you know, basically helping train them.
That's exactly
quoll
it.
Quoll boot camp.
Yeah.
Don't eat cane toads.
Well, that's exactly it. So the latest experiment with these 35 quolls that have been transferred, if the experiment proves to be successful, they will consider adapting the program to other native species.
Which is very, very cool.
Exciting. Yeah.
Nicole, thank you very much.
That's okay.
I'm really into this. We're going to find out. Let's check in on this in a few weeks and see
how
it's gone.
I think so too. Yeah,
let's
definitely.
Give that a go.